Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, March 27th. I can't believe we are so far into the month of March. If you have a child that is in grade school, you're probably on spring break. That might mean that you're off of work. It may not mean you're off of work. I don't really know. But wherever this podcast finds you today, I hope it finds you open to the Word of God, and I hope that God meets us where we are. In the Old Testament today, we'll be reading Jeremiah chapter 15, verses 19 through 21. We made a little oopsie with the New Testament passage, and so it directs us to read the passage we read yesterday. Instead of that, let's read another account of Jesus being anointed by a woman. It's a different account in John chapter 12, verses 1 through 8, where Mary, the sister of Lazarus, also anoints Jesus with an expensive perfume. Then we'll move over to the Proverbs in chapter 27 and verse 1. Jeremiah chapter 15 says this, "Therefore, this is what the Lord says, if you repent, I will restore you, that you may serve me. If you utter worthy, not worthless words, you will be my spokesman. Let the people turn to you, but you must not turn to them. I will make you a wall to this people, a fortified wall of bronze. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you, for I am with you, to rescue and save you, declares the Lord. I will save you from the hands of the wicked and deliver you from the grasp of the cruel." Before we move on, this passage reminds us that we need to be repentant. If you repent, I will restore you, God says. And then God stresses the need for Jeremiah to speak worthy words about who God is. If you utter worthy words, not worthless words, then you will be my spokesperson. If Jeremiah does this, then God says he'll be his divine protector. Look at verse 21. I will save you from the hands of the wicked and deliver you from the grasp of the cruel. Let's turn over now to John chapter 12, verses 1 through 8. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here, a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served, while Lazarus was among those reclining at table with him. Then Mary took a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. "Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages." He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put in it. "Leave her alone," Jesus replied. "It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me." I did a little digging about the different times when Jesus is anointed by women in the Gospels. It looks like there are 4 mentions of this, one in Matthew's Gospel that we read yesterday, in Mark chapter 14, which seems to be a parallel story to Matthew 26. Then in Luke 7, there's the story of a sinful woman who anoints Jesus' feet. And then in John chapter 12, we see here Mary of Bethany. The repeated theme of pouring out this extravagant love for Jesus, it leads to criticism, but it is always honored by him. In 3 of the accounts, Jesus is going for his death. He's about to go to the cross. And this is a sort of anointing before he goes to this most difficult trial of his life. In the account in Luke's gospel, Jesus draws a dichotomy between those who do not put oil on his head even, and this woman who poured perfume on his feet. And this is what it says in Luke 7:47. Therefore I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, as her great love has shown. But whoever has been forgiven little, loves little. All of these stories remind us that our pure and holy passion should be to follow after Jesus Christ and to dwell deeply, thinking and meditating on the fact that out of his great love, he has saved us, he has redeemed us, and he has called us his own. Let's turn on over now to Proverbs 27, verse 1. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I want to end the podcast today with three prayers that are associated with Psalm 139. Number one, Lord, please give us a compelling awareness of your presence with us. In Psalm 139, we're reminded that we can't go anywhere, that the Lord doesn't know where we are. He knows where we sit and where we rise. And unlike us in the proverb, we don't know what tomorrow will bring. He knows exactly what tomorrow will bring. And so, Lord, we pray that you would give us a compelling awareness of your presence with us. The second prayer I want to pray is, Lord, help me to remember in the darkness what I have learned in the light. Verse 11 says this, if I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me. Verse 12, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. When we enter into darkness, Lord, we are tempted to question you, and that's okay. But help us, Lord, to spring up from the well of living water within us and remember what we've learned in the light to help us in times of darkness. And then the third prayer I want us to pray is, Lord, help us to reflect your light. The end of Psalm 139 says this, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Lord, help us to reflect you as you search our heart and transform us to the likeness of Jesus Christ, our Savior. May he live and breathe and walk and talk in us today. Amen.